Aujourd'hui, nous parlons des championnats nationaux d'Australie de vélo de Ballarat qui ont eu lieu en ce mois de janvier, donc du 4 au 8 janvier. Nous vous proposons des extraits des conférences de presse des gagnants hommes et femmes, des interviews avec le responsable de Cycling Australia, Nick Green, de Phil Liggett, journaliste et spécialiste du cyclisme, de Jean-Pierre Ronco, photographe français passionné du cyclisme et aussi du Tour de France. Tout d'abord, donc, on vous propose d'écouter le responsable de Cycling Australia, Nick Green, qui est au micro de Christophe Mallet.
What a race, what races we saw today for a good Super Sunday of cycling.
Yeah, as the discussions are around, you know, Buninyong as the future host and is the course suitable to some riders and not, it was just wonderful to see just pure racing at its absolute best. And, you know, Miles Scottson, obviously a terrific race, he played the perfect tactical race. But it was a wonderful just race to watch, and I know all the spectators I've spoken to so far are just thrilled with the excitement of the race.
I was going to say, as a CEO of Cycling Australia, seeing the popular success here in Buninyong year in, year out, it must be very positive for you.
Well, popular is also great, you know. You want the heroes to get up, but I also love the underdogs to sometime get up. And so, to some degree, Miles was an underdog, you know, he wasn't the favourite. But the way he raced, I just think people, you could hear the moans and groans of the crowd when he particularly was on the back, and there was one of the commentators predicted that maybe he's a time trial specialist. And when he made his move, the whole crowd just kind of lifted and went, whoa, you know. And sure enough, he played the perfect tactical race, and that's bike racing, and to all his credit.
I know there's been discussion about, are we coming back here next year? You're probably not going to tell me if we're coming back here next year or not. But surely having a great positive day here must play into the balance.
No, it does. Look, when we're looking for a host of a major cycling event, it needs to be a host that understands cycling. It's got cycling DNA. It's got a course that's suitable to the riders. It's got the best accommodation and restaurants and et cetera, et cetera. All the things that the cyclists need and also the spectators that come up. So Ballarat over 11 consecutive years has done an amazing job. They're very supportive. And look, we've got some exciting times ahead with the future of the Road National Championships. We are in negotiations. We hope to make an announcement pretty soon about the future of the championships.
Hopefully on SBS as well.
And on SBS, yes, we'd love to have SBS back in the fold, yes.
Thank you, Nick Green.
Thank you.
Voilà donc Nick Green, CEO de Cycling Australia. On passe maintenant à Miles Scottson de BMC qui a gagné le championnat élite côté homme. Une course de 183,6 km.
You raced it with the wisdom of a 10-year season pro.
Yeah, I just tried to be pretty patient. Early on today, I was trying to get in the early move. Didn't really have a tactic. Wasn't sure if I was actually going to get around 18 laps today, but had really good legs. I kind of started pushing the pace on the climb 5 or 4 laps out and was like, hope I don't push this pace in the climb and then get popped. It's going to look bad. But I kind of started to run out of legs. The last lap, just after training I've done, it was a pretty long race for me today. And then after that, I kind of had a plan in my head last night that if I get in the early break or something like that, sometimes it can stay away here. And I was like, I'm going to put a bigger chainring on and stick to the plan of just all in, really. And I was so glad I did, because then I just waited behind on that last lap and then whacked him and just wound the gear out and tried to tuck low on that descent. And when I got to the bottom of that hill, just seeing the gap I had, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, it's really going to happen. And just, lactic acid, just so many different feelings coming into the line. Like, couldn't believe it. Just because I was kind of dreaming about it yesterday, but was like, probably not going to make the finish today, but still dreaming of like being Australian champion. And then that's why I think I had that mentality of just all in. I wasn't racing for like fifth or podium like I've done that before. I was fifth the other day in the time trial and I was satisfied, but not really super happy. But now I am.
Deuxième, c'était Simon Gerrans, le vétéran australien âgé de 36 ans. Il est de Orica Scott. On l'écoute.
You know, disappointing. We're so close to get the win, and that's really what counts here today. But listen, we did everything we could. We had guys up the road all day long, which was the plan. I actually wasn't on the best of days, so I rode as conservatively as I could and still tried to stay in the race as long as I could.
When Miles went there with such ferocity at the end, where were you and what was your sort of reaction at that point in time?
I was third wheel, actually. Luke Durbridge was on the front and Nathan Haas was second wheel. When he went, Durbo sort of stopped for a bit and I shouted at him, just keep going, to try and so the bunch didn't completely stop. But Yeah, Miles hit us with a bit of speed at the right moment and managed to just enough of a gap. A little bit of hesitation behind, and that's all it took. To bounce back and be in the front here today, I'm pretty happy with.
Troisième, c'était Nathan Haas de Dimension Data. On l'écoute.
It's always a funny feeling when, you know, you... If you had told me this morning you're going to be third from a really hard and impressive race, I'd be like, oh, cool. But, you know, it's always hard when you come to a championship event, knowing that you've done the work as well and knowing that a course suits you, and with the sort of question mark over how many more years it will be here for. You know, obviously third is fantastic, and it's a great way to start, you know, the year for Dimension Data. Now, am I happy with third? Absolutely, it's great, but I would like to win.
Alors, côté féminin, c'est Catherine Garfoot de l'équipe Orica Scott qui a gagné cette course sur 102 km. On écoute Catherine Garfoot.
It feels great. Yeah, I wanted to be here for a few years now. And I finally made it, so it was definitely great. And a double as well, which was also a dream. It was special. I was a bit scared because last year the last climb was really hard and I didn't want them to make up too much time. So I was trying to keep the pressure down while Brady's trying to keep me, hold me back a bit. So we were just talking to each other, going up the hill together. Our goal was to go up the hill together and go up the hill together and ride together until the sprint.
Phil Liguette est journaliste et spécialiste du cyclisme. On écoute ses impressions, toujours au micro de Christophe Mallet.
What's a great event, those road nationals here in Australia?
Yeah, we've been coming to Ballarat and Buninyong now for 11 years, and they're all very worried they might lose it next year because it's up for grabs, but we'll see. But again, today's been a great championship so far. We've just seen the women finish, and I must say, a 1-2 for the Orica Scott squad and a first ever road medal for Catherine Garfoot.
This cycling, I mean, we talk about it every year, but it seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger in Australia.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger all around the world, in all honesty, Christoph. I've watched it grow in London almost out of sight now. We've got expressways for bicycle riders only down the Thames, and here in Australia, you're absolutely right. We're in the groove now. I think people, you know, have realised that just how far can we go with motor vehicles? People who are getting older want to get fitter and live longer. That's certainly happening. And as a recreational pedal, it's so kind to the body. And now people at last, I mean, I've been at it far too long, but people at last have realized that cycling is great for the body, great for the mentality, and great for the physique.
Far too long is debatable.
Yeah, well, I've done 40, this will be my 45th Tour de France this year. I cannot believe it. Back in 1974, I said to my wife, you won't believe this, but there's some old guys out there who've done more than 40 tours. I said, you'll never see me there.
Talking about this Tour de France starting in Düsseldorf, what can you expect? There's a few changes coming in the shape of the teams. What do you think of all those changes? What can we expect for this Tour de France?
The Tour de France starting in Düsseldorf because Britain turned it down at the last minute, which was rather bad of us because they said it was going to cost them too much money. And so Düsseldorf were next in line and thankfully have taken it up. So it's nice to go back to Germany actually and start there. It'll be a tough start in Germany. And Germany's falling back in love with the Tour after all the dope scandals and drug scandals of the years gone by. They stopped it on national television, but they're back now. So this will be do a world of good for the sport in Germany.
Pour continuer, Jean-Pierre Ronco, photographe français, passionné du cyclisme et également du Tour de France. Il a fait surtout la couverture de la 100e édition du Tour de France. Et ensuite, il y a eu cette exposition dans les locaux de l'Alliance française de Melbourne, ses photographies sur la 100e édition. Jean-Pierre Ronco.
Je me rappelle, on était allé au Tour de France en 2013. Et depuis, ma passion pour le vélo, toujours sur les courses locales, australiennes, du Victoria. Et donc là, ça fait la 5e année que je suis présent sur Ballarat. Et toujours par passion du vélo.
Cette course, elle est belle quand même s'il y a quelques questions sur le changement ou pas, mais ce parcours, il est beau, les coureurs le connaissent par cœur, vous devez sûrement commencer à le connaître par cœur également. C'est une belle journée dans le bush si vous êtes de la ville.
Oui, mais l'avantage de ce circuit, ce que j'aime bien, c'est qu'il y a cette île, cette montée, et répétition après répétition après 18 tours, c'est le challenge pour chaque coureur de franchir cet obstacle, et à chaque fois, chaque tour, c'est de plus en plus difficile, surtout avec la chaleur ici, en plein été à 35 degrés, donc...
Et aujourd'hui, c'est 35 degrés, ça va être difficile pour vous aussi, vous avez du matériel à porter et tout, on voit, ça transpire, c'est dur quand même d'être photographe. Il y a des petits plaisirs, mais c'est dur quand même.
C'est dur, ben, on n'a pas à se plaindre parce qu'on a quand même notre voiture média qui nous suit toujours. Donc, de temps en temps, ça, on souffre un peu, mais bon, ça va. Bon, moins que les coureurs.
Ouais, c'est clair. Vous le disiez, cette course, il y a une belle côte et tout. Pour vous, c'est quoi qu'est-ce qui fait une belle photo de cyclisme? Si vous deviez chercher la photo ultime, quand vous voyez un peloton passer, vous cherchez quoi dans ce peloton?
Le mieux, c'est l'émotion, et l'émotion, on l'a souvent en montagne. Donc, je me rappelle au Tour de France, mais aussi ici, ça va être la côte quand ils sont à 20 km heure ou même 25, mais avec toute cette foule autour en train de les encourager, ils sont en train de souffrir, on les voit transpirer à bout de souffle, et c'est cette photo que j'aime.
Merci Jean-Pierre.
Merci, à bientôt.